I very nearly killed Sluggo just now.
He did.
Very close.
That was a heart attack.
I came walking in, and Sluggo had the music up really loud.
I imagine that.
Like he does. And he didn't hear me come in. And
at all.
Looking to his left, and I'm on his right. And I come in and sit down, and I'm like, he still doesn't know I'm here.
Not at all, man.
So I decided I was just going to not say a word and wait till you looked.
I have no peripheral vision.
And when you looked, you almost died.
I jumped. I was
I've
like,
never seen you jump before.
I was like, damn, how did he do
it? That was fantastic.
In the back of my mind, a tiny little piece of my mind thought, wow, he's magic. He actually just appeared.
He is magic. He's a ninja. You never know, man.
Very impressive. Very. Hey, you know me pretty well.
Yeah.
Do you know me to not usually burp real loud? I don't usually blow gas out, as Jed used to call them, mouth farts. That's what
it is.
Today, if I do, though, stay very far away. I had sushi. I went to Katsuya for lunch, man.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, but that sure comes back weird. But boy, do I love the Katsuya.
Well, turn the direction you were looking when I came in, because I don't want any of that.
Deal.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
We are going to talk about your neighbors have loud pets.
Oh, loud pets.
That is a common problem with so many people.
It is such a concern for me. We just moved in a new place, and my dog howls when my wife leaves.
Oh, you're going to get complaints?
If she's not there.
Oh man.
So that's not we great. Haven't left her alone yet. We're terrified.
We're going to play One American Dollar.
Yay! I love that game.
So far, Sluggo's the only one that's won that game.
I don't know. I cheated. $1. I definitely cheated.
Man falls asleep after drinking, which is a hilarious story of where he ended up.
Well, okay.
And give me five.
Oh, yeah.
Today's theme is
1993. We did 73. We did 83. We figured we should do 1993 today.
Fantastic. And we've got your tickets for the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park coming up this hour.
Very, very soon. And we're right in the middle of a twofer from AC/DC. Here's that new thing we did a couple years ago already. Realized.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yes, indeedy.
You're not the kind of guy who gets blackout drunk and...
You know, not until the last 5 years or so.
Really?
Occasionally, I don't remember what went on that night. You know?
But most of the time, you're home.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Because this guy, apparently, was almost naked. He had a G-string on. And he was asleep on top of a hatchback car, a silver hatchback car.
Oh, man.
His arms were behind him and his legs were behind him like Superman flies. But not straight forward, but back.
He wasn't in front of a casino, was he?
He was not. A bunch of people heard a bunch of commotion in the night and they went out and they found a lot of bottles that were empty.
Right, right.
One guy said he was obviously drunk and had passed out face down on the roof.
And he's like, what prompted him to get up there?
I don't know. That's a terrible place to sleep.
It's not a good place, especially if someone else not so sober decides to hop in that car and take off real quick.
I have no idea if it was even his car.
Yeah, probably not.
But there was no evidence of damage. He was just laying in the car.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Now, here's the bad news. Uh-oh. He seemed to have been subjected to quite a violent wedgie. So who knows how he ended up in that position?
You know, he might have wedgied himself. You know, you get really weird ideas when you're plastered out of your mind.
I never really thought wedging myself would be a good
idea.
You
have not been trying the right booze, my friend.
I have not.
Wood grain alcohol.
Nor do I want to. I was a bit confused as to why he was in his socks and pants. And by the way, a man in his socks and pants is not half naked.
No. Well, pants
a girl is.
England means underwear. Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is underwear.
So you're right. Yeah. Okay. So he was just down to his skivvies.
So you're right, yes. Yeah. And he was laying face down on a car that wasn't his. That's fantastic.
Good morning.
Sometime in the near future, we're going to have to do you were drunk and fell asleep.
Oh, yeah. You woke up.
But we don't have time for that right now.
In front of a casino, perhaps. Yeah.
We're going to play One American Dollar in a few minutes.
I love this game.
It's a very hard category this time.
It's a shot at a dollar bill.
It is.
That's pretty amazing. It's better than Vegas.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yep.
A baby hippo was born at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Oh, that's cute.
And it's a really cute little fat, chubby ball of hippopotamus. And so they wanted people to guess, to name it.
No, sure, right.
And they opened up a suggestion box so that you could email them names.
Hippo face? One?
That is one of them.
Is it?
Yes, that is one of them. Here's the story.
Okay, all right.
Bobblehead meets hippopotamus.
It's our favorite.
This is...
what's her name? Jenny?
Jeannie Most. And he works for CNN.
She
works for CNN. Mm-hmm. And she's awful. And she loves puns. And she can't get away without wordplay.
Nope. She always has to throw something back.
Start it over.
Okay.
Bobblehead meets hippopotamus. Am I the cutest hippo or what?
Yes, she is.
The hippo was being shown on screen.
Oh, yeah. I see.
And now he has a name. From 200,000 suggestions, it was down to Fritz or Ferguson.
Hold up.
200,000 from Cincinnati?
Two of which were mine. No, they opened it up nationwide.
And still, I can't believe
Fritz.
That many people are buying. Those are the worst names ever.
And what was the other one?
I don't know.
Can you rewind it? Fritz That sounds great.
Suggestions, it was down to Fritz or Ferguson.
What?
Fritz or Ferguson?
Come on.
What on earth is going
on? What has happened to people's creativity? There should be all sorts of bizarre, weird hippo pun names.
So we decided on Baby Fritz.
Boo!
Baby Fritz. Ah,
poor hippo stuck with a boring ass name.
I like Pork Chop instead, tweeted one killjoy. But it's impossible to kill the joy brought by the latest hippo born at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Clearly would be killjoys, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people make jokes, also. Sure. They're not necessarily killjoys.
Well, we are.
Or joy kills.
Killjoys. Yeah, them too. Yeah.
He's winning hearts merely by wiggling his ears to open the valves that keep out water.
Hey, by the way, can you wiggle your ears?
No.
I can wiggle my ears.
Okay, that's weird. Never do that again.
Okay, I won't.
Reminds us of the time their mother, Bibi, patiently lets sister Fiona mouth her tongue.
Fiona? What's with the F and F
Fiona.
Names?
Fiona.
Fitzgerald or whatever the other one was? I mean, what's with all the Fs?
I don't know, but rewind to the beginning of that clip because it reminds us of the time the mother let the daughter chew on her tongue.
What?
Reminds us of the time their mother, Bibi, patiently lets sister Fiona mouth her tongue.
All right, I want to go to that zoo. Happy petting zoo.
Hang on, it's not done.
Explore the roof, practically crawl down her throat.
Are we still
now
talking
Fritz
about...
Fritz is opening wide. As for the name Fritz, Zook...
Now Fritz is opening wide.
Keepers joke that it's apt because of BB the mother's contraceptive fail.
BB's birth control was on the Fritz, and that's how this was born.
No joke.
Wow.
Tucker, the dad, has impregnated two hippos.
Yeah.
Using contraceptives.
Woo. He's a stud.
No wonder Fritz is no dud. He's already a smooth talker.
Oh, stop it.
Genie Mouse, CNN, New York.
Was that the sexy hippo in the background at the end?
No, that was the little tiny hippo.
Oh, okay. That
was really cute. I said it in two names, and I'm very upset.
What were the names that you used?
One was Fatopotamus.
Fatopotamus! Yeah, that's what I was expecting.
And the other was Titanic. They didn't care. They
went demand with Fritz. A revote. Clearly, that was stolen election.
Fritz.
Fritz.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, what up?
Time to play One American Dollar.
Yay, One American Dollar. This is like your favorite slot machine, and then you wonder why you love it so much, because you never win.
You won once.
Yeah, I did. That's true. Once. I won a dollar.
All right, so I have a top 10 list, and I'm going to give you five guesses to two of them.
Wow. So this must be hard.
Yes.
This is rough. Okay.
When I saw the topic of the list, I thought, I'm out.
Oh, wow, really?
Because 2000 to 2010.
2000 to 2010.
Was not a good year for rock.
Oh, for rock?
Yes.
Oh, no. Is this the top rock songs
top
of that
10
decade?
Rock songs of the decade of 2000 to 2010.
I really wasn't paying any attention right then. What was I doing then?
You never paid attention
That's
at
true.
Any point
well,
in your
no,
life.
Back in the 70s, the 80s, a little bit of the 90s, and then I just lost interest.
No, this is 2000 to 2010.
Wow.
And I'm giving you five
top
guesses
10.
To get two of the 10.
Damn. All right. Let's see. So turn of the century. Really interesting music, but just didn't do much. We didn't touch it too much.
Right.
System of a Down, I think, was 99. So I'm going to start with Godsmack Voodoo. I love that song. I think I'm just going to pick songs that I like. Cause I was. Damn it.
One guess. All right. Oh, you get four left.
Four left. Well, who was this according to? So the...
I'm not.
Is this
I
Billboard sales or yeah?
It was something like that. Yeah.
Sales, okay. Maybe a Foo Fighters song in there.
Is that a guess?
No. Well, okay. I mean, can I just throw out a band?
No, you can't.
I don't know what year those came out. I'm going to say Everlong, Foo Fighters. That's probably 90s. Hell's bells.
Okay, that's two guesses. You got three more.
Linkin Park in the Inn comes to me for some reason. I don't know why.
Look at that.
Hey.
You got one.
Is that a ding? I'm not used to that sound.
All right, so you
what was that sound?
That's our new ding sound.
Oh, nice. Oh, hey, a correct answer.
All right, so you've guessed three times. You got one right.
Okay.
And you have two more guesses.
Okay, all right.
For the top 10 rock songs in the 2000 to 2010.
Did I say System of a Down already? Aerials. Damn it.
One more guess.
Wow.
It's impossible.
How many of these did you know? I mean, you probably know them all, right?
Yeah, you know all the songs.
Oh, right. I just can't place them.
But I would never have been able to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got one. You got one.
I got one.
But you get one more guess.
I did get one.
You got one. That's pretty good. I wouldn't have got one.
Wow. Yeah, I just wasn't.
One more guess.
One more guess.
Top 10 rock songs of 2000 to 2010.
Rob Zombie, Dragula. That's 90s. Well, that's 90s.
I like that you keep guessing 90s, though, and you're sticking with it, even though you're
wrong.
Because
I love the 90s.
Time.
Well, some of it.
Here's the list.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Number 10 is Bad Day, Fuel.
Okay.
Number 9 is The Middle, Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, see, that's not a rock song.
I don't think
that's
so either.
Pop song.
I don't think so either.
I wouldn't have guessed
In
it.
In the End is Linkin Park. You got that.
Yeah.
That was number 8.
And we played the hell out of that
Number
song.
7 was How You Remind Me by Nickelback.
No, I will never guess a Nickelback song.
Number 6 was It's Been a While by Stained.
No, I forgot about that song. That's actually a good song.
Number 5 is Blurry by Puddle of Mud.
Or Puddle of Weed, as we called him.
Number 4.
Because he was really stoned. You remember talking to him one time, and he was like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, I love my grandma. My grandma's the greatest.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
all he could talk about was his grandma.
We tried to do a breakfast with him, and it was impossible. Number 4 was another Linkin Park song.
Oh, wow.
Crawling.
They were cool dudes. They were cool guys.
I like them.
Very nice dudes. Yeah.
Number 3 was another Nickelback song.
Oh, stop it.
Someday.
No wonder I didn't know.
Number 2 is Saliva, Rest in Pieces.
And I say that all the time.
Yep.
Rest in Pieces.
And number 1 was Three Doors Down, Loser.
Loser. That's the number 1 song?
I got none of them. You got one. Nothing was happening between 2000 and 2010.
Yeah, we don't play any of that, really. All just sort
it's
of
just died. Erase that decade.
Let's go way, way back. Let's do Bad Company, Bad Company, Bad Company, Bad Company on KLS. One of them twofer things, a double feature, and that was the Making a Fire selection that I love a little too much. I think
that's great.
Yeah, I need to talk to my therapist about how much I love that song. It's a little weird.
Let's talk about the neighbors with pets.
Ow!
There is a guy named Willie Baker who had spent a lot of time and money to make sure that his house was tranquil.
Right.
And I'm sure this happens a lot.
Yeah.
He says, help. The tranquil sanctity of my backyard has been invaded. A couple of weeks ago, a new neighbor's next door moved in and, to my surprise, brought with them a couple of goats.
Oh, no, goats.
Yes, I said goats. Screaming, bellowing goats.
They are weirdly loud animals. I'm afraid because, like, my dog loves to howl when my wife isn't around, and I thought that was bad.
It is bad, by the way.
Yeah. Let me just,
now, after spending over $30,000 on my backyard to be a place of zen, my wife and I have to listen to goats all day. I call animal control. They inform me that it's against the law to have farm animals within the city limits. The officials paid a visit over there and gave them 24 hours to get rid of the goats. They came back with a doctor's statement that said the goats were emotional support animals.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they came back and had a delicious goat burger for us.
Animal control just backed off.
Wow.
Is there anything I could do?
Wow.
Or am I destined to listen to goats for the rest of my life? Can you imagine?
No, because they do. They make some funky, loud noises. If you're trying to sit back there, and I guess you could put on the damn headphones. I mean, you don't have to listen to the wind rustling.
My former partner, Bean, how much time do we have? Do we have time?
Yeah.
My former partner, Bean, lived next to a rooster.
Oh.
And crack of dawn every day.
I hate it.
Every single day.
Hate it.
And he put up with it for a while.
Sure.
Then finally he went over to his neighbor and he said, listen, I can't, I'm really having a hard time.
And I got to say, that's pretty amazing because Bean loves animals. He's had all sorts of animals on the farm he lived in.
He loves animals
Seattle.
More than people, by
yes.
far.
And who doesn't?
So he went over and asked the guy, is there anything you can do? And the guy said, yeah, I'll see if I can do something.
Yeah.
And then he ran into the guy a little bit later and the guy goes, I took care of that.
What does that mean?
And Bean said, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And he said, I took care of the rooster. And Bean said, what? and he had euthanized the rooster.
No!
And Bean was horrified. Bean,
that is. That's like, that's unacceptable to Bean.
He was horrified. He was like, wow. That's not what I meant.
Look what you've wrought, Bean.
All right.
So what thou hast wrought.
818-955-KLOS. Your neighbors have loud pets. And how have you handled it? 818-955-KLOS.
And what sort of pets? What sort of weird animals?
The weirder, the better.
Yes, please.
The topic is people who have loud animals that are your neighbors. We told you a story about neighbors that got goats, and they called the authorities, and then the neighbors put up some papers that said that they were an emotional support animal and there's nothing that they could do. So you have loud animals next door?
Yes. How could you tell the goat story without having your goat girl call in?
but that's not the worst that goats do. They yell.
Okay, well, I'm the one that's bred animals. I've got 10 dogs and I've got 4 horses, and I think it was one of the neighbors met.
10 dogs and 4 horses.
Yeah, well, I live in an agriculture system.
So people in your neighborhood are used to it.
You call animal control, they say they won't even come out for them.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I have a story about my neighbor's pesky chicken.
Yes, your neighbors had a pesky chicken.
Chickens,
sorry. How many?
Oh, she has several, but I don't know exactly how many because my dog has killed a couple.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you tell your dog, hey, these chickens are really making a lot of noise, if you could do something about that?
Not really, but I heard them, like, making noise, and I was, like, totally freaked out, and I didn't know what it was. And then it turns out, like, I saw these chickens just, like, walking in my driveway one day and drove my dog crazy, and then I ended up finding a couple of chickens dead the next day.
Did you go tell your neighbor?
I did not, and I'm sure she found out.
818-955-KLOS if you have neighbors with noisy animals of any kind. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about neighbors who have loud pets based on a story of a neighbor that got goats. And I don't know if you've ever heard goats for real. These, I know it's going to sound like a human screaming, but these are actually goats. Literally yell like human beings. So we're talking about your neighbors have annoying pets. KLOS, hello.
Probably my own dog.
Your own dogs make a lot of noise?
Yeah, they bark, have a back and forth between my dogs and the neighbor right next door.
Have you ever tried to solve that?
Yes, I just bring mine inside, but the neighbor's dog, they let it out every morning at like 5 in the morning and just let it bark.
Wow. I don't want to live in your neighborhood.
Do you get Disney tickets?
Nope, but thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey. Talking about people, neighbors who have loud pets.
My neighbors, they have 2 dogs, and they're totally untrained. They never take them out and walk them or anything like that. Mm. But what they do is they let them out, and they come outside, and they sit there and bark for 20 minutes at nothing.
Oh, that's so annoying.
And top it all off, they got a cat in a cage in the backyard.
What?
These people are so negligent. It's just crazy. I have 2 dogs myself, and they're controllable.
Can you call animal control?
No.
All right. Great call. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I had this. I have this neighbor, and he's got these 2 little dogs that he said he supposedly rescued. Mm-hmm. And one of them's name is Lucas, and they're just so stinking loud. It's a super little dog, so just super yappy. And every time anybody walks by, yapping. I was looking one time, and it was like freaking 6:30 in the morning. I look, and they had like a table that was broken down in their backyard. And this dog is standing on the table, like just barking at the sky. And I didn't know what the hell he was barking at. So I looked out the window, and I said, Lucas, shut the hell up. And he did, but then my neighbor came out, and she's like, don't tell my dog to shut up. And I was like, well, then you make him shut up.
Are you kidding? You told the dog to shut up, and it did, first of all.
It did, yeah. And then she came over, and she yelled at me, and she's like, well, don't tell my dog to shut up. And I was like, well, then you make it shut up. Their dogs are still yappy, super yappy every single day.
So annoying.
And, I still yell out the window, and they still shut up, and I think she's just made peace with it at this point.
It's nice that you have control of them. That's perfect.
You know, I try. I have a big dog now too, and I feel like he kind of tames it down a little bit because I don't think they want to get, you know.
Right, of course. All right, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Sam. I have a show tonight.
Hold on. 818-955-KLOS. Your neighbors have loud pets. Call down.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The topic is your neighbors have loud pets. KLOS, hello.
Hi, yeah. Right up there with goats has to be peacocks.
Yep. Peacocks are so noisy. You have a next door neighbor with a peacock?
I did.
And how long was it?
Oh, like 4 years.
Oh, my God. Do you ever go over and ask them, hey, is there a way of keeping them inside or something?
It ended up being one of my best friend's parents.
Right.
Yeah.
So no? So the answer is no?
No.
So you just put up with it for that long, for 4 years?
Yep.
At 5 o'clock every day on the Kevin and Sluggo Show, we do Give Me Five. Today's theme for the five songs in a row is 1993. That's coming up.
Give me five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
You ever heard the album version of that?
I haven't.
It is beautiful.
It's really long, I've heard.
There's something special about it.
Yeah.
All right, the year 1993, where were you? What were you doing? Who were you doing it to? We're revisiting that particular year, which is, do you know how long ago that is? It's like 29 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's 20.
I try not to do math.
But that's horrifying. But this one is however many years that is. It's Cherub Rock. It's Smashing Pumpkins. Five songs from the year 1993. We done Up and Did 1973 on the Gimme Five. We did 1983 on the Gimme Five. And now we're doing 1993.
All right. Which is good.
Is it?
It is, yes. The theme is 1993. Five songs in a row with 1993.
And we were wondering if you had any suggestions for it. Shall we do it?
Let's do it. Let's hear some Tool Man.
Tool Man. I'm unfamiliar with Tool Man.
Don't make me laugh, you bastard. You rotten.
Kevin, you got your shirt. You got your shirt not backwards today.
How dare you?
There was a video of you with your shirt on backwards. I don't know where it's from. That was the hardest I ever laughed in my entire life.
I'm glad to hear that.
Kevin is out to please.
I'm very, very proud of that.
And here's some Tool for
that's the one thing you remember about me. It's so, time for number one.
Number one.
Although they're not in any order.
Not really, no.
But this is the last one.
Yeah, but if you were taking bets at home, making wagers, I hope you went with Thom, as I like to call him.
Thom?
Thom York.
Radiohead?
And his Radiohead creep. That's number one. But it's not really number one.
It's one of the five.
Yeah, that's right.
But we're playing it last.
But it's number one.
Right.
Not KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Yes, I'm out of breath because I wasn't aware that song was ending so quickly.
You were running around the studio doing jumping jacks. What was that about?
It's Kevin and Sluggo. A man's testicle exploded.
That is like some of the worst words you've ever said.
Agreed.
Ugh, oh, my God.
After being hit by a rubber bullet during a protest.
Oh, damn.
Yep, it was here in Los Angeles.
Wow. Yeah, they're non-lethal. Yeah, well, tell that to future babies.
Yeah, well, I mean, this guy's filing a lawsuit against the chief of police in Los Angeles claiming they used excessive force, and there's video on it.
Uh-huh.
And who am I to judge?
Yeah.
Because they were getting hit by bottles and rocks and stuff, but
yeah.
It looked like this guy just aimed at his junk.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I'm taking this dude down.
And it hit him. And his testicle exploded.
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that?
What were they protesting? Was it worth it?
His testicle swelled up to the size of a grapefruit.
Oh!
And had to be pieced back together by doctors after high-speed plastic hard foam projectile hit him in the groin.
So who knows how to put one of them back together? You know what? I got this. Step aside. I put together a lot of these. I get her done.
I can get the ball done in a second.
I get her back to regular size.
Give me that ball. Have you ever been shot by a rubber bullet?
No, I have not. You?
Well, I was at the Rage Against the Machine show at Staples Center when the Democratic National Convention was there.
Oh, right.
And they were playing, and they got shut down by the police, and then they started using tear gas and shooting rubber bullets.
So right.
I was running from them.
Right. And they wise thing to do. Yeah. And that way it hit you in the back or the butt.
Yes, I could take one in the
flip
butt.
Side, yeah.
I do not want an exploding testicle.
No. It's bad enough when it happens out on the field or, you know, someone's who too pissed off at you. That's bad enough. But you take a gun. Pow! Bang! No. Wow.
Yeah, it's... it's not great.
I have this thing that this friend of mine used to love to say, and I can't say it, but boy, do I want to say it about what happens when that happens. And just... No, I just can't. Justin, call in and say it.
Why? Oh, how can he say it?
He can't. Well, then I don't have to form the words because they're so awful.
But listen, that, exploding just, testicles is bad enough. That's bad enough.
Yes,
we
it is.
We don't need other
words.
No. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I don't think we felt that earthquake here, did we?
No, I didn't feel anything. And I just talked to a couple people and nobody's felt. 5.9, it happened near the California-Nevada border and apparently felt in the Bay Area.
5.9 is pretty big.
Yeah, it's about half an hour ago or so. Yeah. Of course, I have friends who are there. This nice, super, unbelievably G-rated, nice woman and her daughter just took their first vacation in a couple years and drove to San Francisco.
Nice.
Stayed in Oakland.
What?
In a horrible little motel, there was a murder outside.
That's a whole different
night.
Kind of vacation.
And now I'm trying to get a hold and see if they felt the earthquake. Damn. Don't go on vacation with Kim. That's all I can say.
That's good advice.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about moms and dadisms.
All right.
They really seem to say this stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Or did for a long time.
I think this got started yesterday. We played Pink Floyd, and at the end of Money, he says, you know, someone says, cruising for a bruising.
Yes, cruising for a bruising was one that my dad used.
Yep, my dad, too, all the time.
Here's one where a mom said, not my circus, not my monkey.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't hate that one at all.
That's a gooder.
Good enough for government work.
I also say that. Oh, my God, I should be a parent. Wow, I slipped into the parent zone.
Your dad. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one a lot.
When standing in front of something she wanted to see, you make a better door than a window. Sure.
Mom,
people
dad.
In hell want ice water. I happen to like that one a bit, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Act your age, not your shoe size.
That's Prince.
Yeah.
Prince is
a dad.
That's
true. Do as I do, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, you know what? They didn't say that. They were pretty good examples. I bet your parents were pretty...
They were pretty good.
What happened to us, then?
I don't know.
See, this is what happens. Be nice, G-rated, wonderful parents, and you get kids like us.
I don't know what happened to us, but then we must be constant disappointments.
No kidding.
Here are top 20 dad phrases. And then we're going to take your calls, 818-955-KLOS, the things your moms and dads said.
Maybe you found yourself now saying it as a parent, too.
Like Sligo.
I'd love to hear that. Yeah.
Do you think I'm made of money?
Oh, yeah. Good.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah, it's all about money always.
When I was your age.
...
I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you again. How does that...
Not going to tell you again.
I mean, how does that fit into what
you
parents
are.
Say?
Yeah, well, because
you're
going to
tell me another 70 times.
Yeah.
Were you raised in a barn?
Yep.
Don't talk back to your mother.
Don't talk back.
Yeah, if you were told to jump off a cliff, would you?
If your friends were all jumping off a cliff. Yeah, maybe. I don't
you
know.
Go, well, think about it.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Wait, which side are you on? Are you on the side with the... Stop crying. I'll give you something to cry about.
That is one I absolutely heard.
Don't tell your mother.
Yep.
That's a good one. Yep. Waste not, want not.
No. That's too...
You're not going out in that. Mostly for...
That's when I was wearing my hot pants.
Daughter's Friday.
Day, yeah.
You look great, too.
Thanks.
Now, don't go spending a lot on me.
Yeah,
a little hard work never hurt anybody. You'll understand when you're older.
There you go. Because I'm the mom, that's why.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Well, if you're
is
in New York City.
Statement?
Oh, yeah. You never... Really?
The parents? No.
Night, go to sleep, whatever. Don't let the bed bugs bite. I'm saying it wrong.
You're saying it way wrong.
I know. But, yeah, that would be the last phrase.
I don't know that I've ever really heard that.
Oh, yeah. One of my parents used to say that all the time. Yeah. And I was like...
All right. Stuff your moms and dadisms.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for at 818-955 KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
And I'd love to hear if you actually are saying it now as an adult.
Agreed.
Caught yourself like, oh, no. No. You know, I really like the Metallica version of that. We should play that at some point. Hey, we got some Metallica stuff to give away
soon,
too. Nice.
Not right now. Don't
go
for that right now because we're taking calls right now on moms and dadisms.
Yes, my dad used to say dumber than a box of rocks.
Was he referring to you?
Absolutely.
Good old dad.
I love you. Have a sense of humor about that.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad-isms.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
That's if you have nothing to do, don't do it here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was my dad's favorite phrase when he wanted me to get out of where he was when I was. Hey, do you guys need a third wheel at your show? I'll be more than happy to.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
In the moment.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. Moms and dadisms.
Hey, my dad used to say to me all the time, you want me to blister your ass.
Booster your ass?
Blister.
Oh, blister. 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 Oh, oh, oh.
Very different.
Yeah. I thought he was going to put a rocket somewhere and shoot you off to the moon.
No.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Kayla West, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're good.
So we're traveling at a speed of 50 miles.
Oh, it's better.
Yeah.
Moms and dadisms.
Yeah. My dad's favorite, eat it or wear it.
Eat it or wear it. Well, I've never heard that.
No.
How is that an acceptable thing to say?
I only challenged him once, my friend, and he meant it.
And he threw the food on you.
Oh, absolutely.
I kind of love your dad.
He's kind of a great guy.
Nice. Thanks for calling. Yeah, we've kind of talked about that. We didn't challenge Dad, and I. No, that would have been a death sentence. 818-955-KLOS, Mom and Dadism. Yeah, so sometime very soon, we will give you the Black Album from Metallica and put you on the standby boarding list. Go to ATL Live in Atlanta this fall if you are 21 or older. Sometime between now and 5 or 6, we'll give you a chance to do that.
Don't call for that right now. We are talking about moms and dadisms. KLOS, hello.
All right. My dad used to say, a wise man learns from the mistakes of others, an average man learns from his own mistakes, and a stupid man never learns.
Wow, that's kind of a long one, but all right.
So every time he started saying it, were you like, oh my God, here we go again?
Yeah, I knew what he was referring to.
Did you know which one you were?
Well, I know which one I am.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. Hi, KLOS, Mom and Dadisms.
Hey, guys. My dad always told me, you mess with the bull, you get the horn.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right on.
I tell my kids now.
Oh, do you?
You do.
All the time.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Hi, KLOS, Moms and Dadisms.
What's up? I got one for you probably never heard of.
All right.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Drop a dime and tell some who cares.
Is that a phone booth reference?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Like from the old days?
You know, my grandfather was from Missouri, 10 out of 12 children on the farm. I don't know. It came from somewhere.
All right. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thanks for dropping your dime.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dad isms.
My dad used to tell us when we were little kids, you could F up a wet dream.
That is so nice.
I don't know what that meant.
Of course not.
Yeah, you start taking it in the wrong direction, I guess. I don't know.
What kind of thing is that from a dad to say to a kid?
Exactly. We must have been 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah. You really didn't even...
God.
Wow. Right on, Dad. Need some counseling. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS, your mom and dadisms.
Yeah, my dad used to say, go play on the freeway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, or I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't get mad. What?
I don't get mad. Only dogs get mad.
I don't know what that one means.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a little silly.
That's a little weird.
One more. I got one more, which is go play on the freeway.
Sure.
That seems familiar. Thanks, man. Thank you for calling.
He got told that a lot.
Yeah, I guess so. 818-955-KLOS. Share them. Your mom and dad is
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We are talking about the stuff your parents used to say that maybe you find yourself saying now to your kids.
KLOS, hello. Moms and dadisms.
Yep. Hi. Well, I have one that my mom always said.
Can you turn your radio down? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Listening to you guys.
No way. Somebody's got to. Thank you for doing that.
Say, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably not a dog.
Instead of a twist. Yeah.
I like it.
And then she always said, don't be a Kia. And I'd be like, what does that mean? She's like, a know-it-all.
Oh, so interesting. Like an anagram.
He's got his own little anagram going.
Figure it all out. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Hi, that was a smarter family than most of ours.
Yes,
I
agree. Smarter than mine for sure.
KLOS, your mom and dad-isms.
He had so many, but my favorite was probably the "you can't bull-ass a bull-esser."
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And this is the man who also kept his exotic pet to this day. About 20 years old now, but it's a rattlesnake on top of his gun safe.
Oh, wow.
On top of his gun
Western
safe.
Diamondback.
Wow, are you serious? That's a hell of a deterrent.
Yeah, it's great when people come over and they go to look at the gun safe, get anywhere near it, and you hear the rattle.
Pretty strong.
My dad used to enjoy killing rattlesnakes. He was really good at it, taking a shovel chopping their heads off.
Kill them and cook them and eat them, but
yeah.
That was the pet.
Yeah, he loved
20
it.
Years
That's
old
interesting.
Now.
What's wow. his name?
Rattlesnake.
Wow. Very creative.
Going deep. That's awesome.
Maybe you should eat that one.
Yeah, what do you taste like?
I don't know. The younger ones taste better.
Okay. All right.
That would be fair. A very weird, isolated thing to say. Yes, you didn't know what you were talking about. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS.
My dad used to say, how do you get into a house with no doors and windows? You run around and around and around until you're all in.
I mean, that's more of a joke.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I tell my kids I've done so much with so little for so long, I can do practically anything with nothing.
And do they look at you like, oh my God, Dad? Please.
Oh my God, he's going off again. I'm going to listen to a radio station that's going to take calls and I'm going to tell on him.
All those looks you used to give Dad and now they're giving them to you.
Absolutely.
Good times. Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello, moms and dadisms.
Hey, I got a dadism for you.
Do it.
My dad once told me you should have been a job.
That's hilarious.
There's deep love from Dad.
That's hilarious.
You forget to get him a lot of birthday cards since then?
Oh, yeah. Lots of them.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello. We're talking about momisms and dadisms.
First, I want to tell you, y'all make radio interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The dadism I have is my stepdad used to always tell me when I was in the bathroom to write my way on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
So how much what?
To write your what?
Dip out. Write my name on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
Dip out.
Dip out. Write your name on the wall so he knew how much to dip out.
I don't get it. I
don't write my weight.
Weight.
Oh, your weight on the wall to know how
so
much to...
So he would know how much to dip out.
He was saying that I was basically.
Right. Right. We got that you were right.
I didn't. I'm lost. I don't know what Dad's talking about.
Oh, yeah. What is the stepdad?
That
yeah.
was a hell of a trip
oh,
right
stepdad.
There.
Oh,
stepdad.
Stepdad,
yeah. That guy. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey.
Humans can live up to 150 years, new study claims.
Screw that.
I'm getting a lot of that response from this story, which is, I don't want to live to be.
No.
They can live until 150 years old, according to research, and scientists are trying to figure it out how. So Harvard engineers, geniuses, biohackers, internet billionaires are all looking for ways. Because so far, the human body is programmed to shut itself down at about 100.
Yeah, that's plenty. That's more than enough.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Because I mean, what's your quality of life from 100 to 150?
Thank you. Unless you're super rich and you're like, you know, got your head cut off and it's...
Your head's cut off.
Yeah, one of those things where you're like on Futurama or whatever.
Oh, I gotcha. So you're living a cartoon life.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. After 100, yes.
There are no verified cases of a person living to be older than 122. The oldest living person now is on their way to 119.
I always feel bad for the oldest person on Earth because they just bother the hell out of them. And they're like, when do you think you're going to die? Mm-hmm. When do you think you're going to die? Oh, he died. Where's the next one?
What's the secret to long life?
Yeah, exactly.
So they're trying to figure it out. They say 70,000 participants have given all of their DNA and their testing and their ability to fight disease when they're older, like 85 years old.
Right.
Their heart condition and all that kind of stuff. And they're doing a study where it's like, all right, we're going to figure out a way for people to be 150 years old.
I mean, because
this sounds like a bloody great opportunity. I think it's what it sounds like to me.
Is this what was Keith that? Richards?
It's Keith Richards and Heineken 00 hotline.
Thank you for handling that for me.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe 150 years. It's really unbelievable.
But wait, you're almost 80. I mean,
yeah. Listen to me. I got another 70 years. I'm just gonna look at everything. I'm gonna look at this thing.
That's very well said. Well, what is the secret to your longevity, Keith?
Heroin.
I'm sorry. All you said was heroin.
Heroin. Yeah. It's in my body to stone or something. I don't know. I don't know the science behind it.
How?
But I know. It's been another 7 years. It's been so many opportunities for other drugs. It just sounds like a wonderful idea. I can't believe it. I don't know too so many drugs. Everything is.
Yeah, but are you ready to go another 50 or how are my
How's your health? He just said 70.
Yeah, I know, but he wants to go more. To 100. Oh, okay. Is that what he said? I had no idea what he said. Sorry, Keith.
I'm almost 80 plus another 70 to make 150.
But he can do math. So.
What is well, your... I know that you...
That's how healthy I am. I can do it alone. So it'll be your numbers and add them up here.
I know that you're still alive and clearly healthy enough to play shows, but what is your health like? How's your...
alive. Thank you for recognizing that. And I am also still rocking out with the Rolling Stones.
That's a fact.
But
yeah.
How is your body? How's your heart? How is my your...
My heart is great.
Okay.
I keep it in a shoebox under the bed.
And is the member still strong and going?
Yeah, it's gone on as well. I can play guitar with it. That's how so good it is.
Beautiful. You know, on most stations, the program director roots for the people that are on the air.
Well, it is rock radio, so I guess that's a little different
in
here.
In this particular case, this was Keith, our boss's idea.
He wants to see us fail miserably. In
Kevin and Sluggo, cold read, Shakespeare Theater.
Neither one of us can cold read.
And neither one of us know Shakespeare.
Yeah, no, not really.
So I don't even know what this scene is from.
You, my dear, are Katrina. And I
will be Katrina.
Petruchio.
Kevina.
And if I'm not mistaken, Kevinina.
Yeah, Katrina.
If I'm not mistaken, like the hurricane?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So if I'm not mistaken, this is from Romeo and Juliet, but I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know for sure. Okay, go ahead, Katrina.
So I start.
Wherever you are. Yes.
Moved in good time. Let him that moved you hither... remove you hence. I knew you at the first. You were unmovable.
Why? What's unmovable?
Why do you have such a short line? A joined distool.
A what?
A joined distool.
You know, we were supposed to also say what we were reading. Describe what the hell we were saying. I have no
you mean
idea
as we
so
go?
Far.
I was hoping we would do that at the end.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't like joined stool.
Thou hast hit it. Come. Sit on me. That's what it says right here. It really does.
Asses are made to bear.
Wow.
And so are you.
I didn't know Shakespeare was so naughty. Women are made to bear. And so are you.
No such jade as you, if me you mean.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee, for knowing thee to be but young and light. Supposed to interrupt me there, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're listening to Cold Read Shakespeare Theater. Where am I? Oh. Too light for such a swan as you to catch?
Swain, I think.
Shut up. And yet, as heavy as my weight should be.
Should be. Should buzz.
What?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Well, Tayan, and like a buzzard.
Oh, slow-winged turtle, shall a buzzard take thee?
Our music ran out.
I know.
Thank you. Aye, for a turtle... as he takes a buzzer.
I really have absolutely no clue
Thank
what
you.
That was. What the hell?
Thank you, everybody.
I remember being confused by Shakespeare, but damn.
I don't know what that is.
You know, that was basically a soap opera back in the day, Shakespeare. All his stuff was
well,
really...
Well, yeah, he had brothers sleeping with sisters.
400 and some
killing,
years ago, yeah. It was basically just theater for the masses.
What do you think he's doing in his grave right now? More active than...
Tis but a buzzard. He can stick it for all I care.
I've worked here about a year.
That's right. Yeah, February 18th will be your one-year anniversary next Friday. That's crazy. That was quick.
It is, right?
Yeah.
It was yesterday that you were talking me into it, and I was like, all right, that sounds great.
And I've been here for 37 years myself.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. So I just got this email, and I've never participated in this before. Hi, team. I'm excited to announce we're rolling out the 2021 performance reviews.
Oh, yeah, I got that, too.
Okay, so what that means is that we need to...
No.
Yes, we need to evaluate our own performance.
I'm so good at that because I'm perfect at my job. I always just send back straight A's. Everything is perfect in my world.
Same.
I'm amazing, right? I know you are. You're
Same.
Incredible at your job.
Never make a mistake.
Never.
So we're going to be evaluating ourselves, and then we're going to be evaluated by our manager.
Okay.
So here's question one.
Uh-huh.
Are you clear where you work?
Okay, that seems like a fair question.
I feel like I'm pretty solid.
I mean, you've been here a year. I've been here for 35 years.
Yeah.
You have it down, right?
Yeah.
We have this tape here.
99.5, hold on. 99.5 KLOS.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
99.5.
All right, so maybe
listen,
not.
Listen.
That was several months into you being here, but that's okay.
99. Also, said it three times. And even after you questioned it. Said it again.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Wow.
Well, so, all right.
All right, so I'm going to put down, I guess, scale of 1 to 10. I don't know how you do this. I'll give myself a 3.
Yeah, I was going to say 3. That's exactly what I was going to say.
What would you give yourself?
Oh, always a 10. Always. Everything. I never screw up anything. So, $2,000 very soon in the high-low contest on First Wave. First Wave. Oh, yeah.
First Wave.
Well, I forgot that other thing. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I have no idea what Channel 33 is.
So,
what? 3. I'll go with a 3 after all.
Both 3s.
Yeah, okay. All right. Fair enough.
Are you good at following the rules of radio?
I am. I think you are.
I mean, sometimes we goof around, but for the most part, we're pretty solid. Yeah,
absolutely. I would love to do that. Sounds like a great idea, but I'm eating.
You are eating. You are not professional.
I am definitely not professional. Not when there's pizza involved.
That's the first thing they teach us in radio school.
That was yesterday. That was just yesterday.
That was yesterday.
All right, I get a 1 on that one. I get a 1.
You know what?
On following the rules.
I don't think I was eating in that clip.
No, you weren't.
10.
Ha ha, you bastard. You bastard.
I get a 10.
Ah.
How is your level of concentration when you have a guest?
Oh, we're solid focus.
That's what I think. I'd say 7, 8.
Yeah.
And being, you know, modest.
At least, yes.
So did you get to at least say I challenge you to a drool, or did the security
drool? I challenge you to a drool.
That would be disgusting with the drool coming out.
I mean, here we had the president of France on the phone, and you ask him if he drools.
I mean, you were good on that one.
Oh, so, I get a 10?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And I get a 1.
Oh.
Let me see. Average it together. Average 3.
We're not getting a raise. I think that's what it comes down to.
We have an average of 9.
We rule!
Not good at math either.
No one's better than us.
Charles Bronson in Breakout. Rated R.
Damn it! We should have done a 2 for a Thin Lizzy. That would have been nice.
That would have been great.
Blew it! Boo! Whatever.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We learned today that jicama originally started growing in the Andes Mountains.
Huh.
What? We were so surprised.
Me too. I really thought it came from Mexico.
Yeah.
Or somewhere.
That's what we thought.
But it turns out.
We learned today that a witch weighs exactly the same as an adult female duck that's pregnant.
Oh, that's right. And that's how you can tell if she is a witch. Because,
so if you can find one, you weigh both, and then you'll know for sure that
she's a witch. Burn her! Burn her!
And then the pomegranate was cultivated in England, in Egypt, before the time of Moses.
Oh, yeah. I was totally mistaken about that. Yeah. How much do I owe you for that bet?
I thought it was like 20 years ago.
All right, so you have some sort of podcast. You want to tell the kids about that? Or?
I do. It's Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's just positive stories that restores your faith in humanity.
And I'm going to go home and watch that and pet the kitty. I'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy. See you right now. We're doing the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure.
Oh, we're going to give away the tickets right this second?
Yep.
Well, good for you for listening right now.
Caller 13 818-955-KLOS. You'll get a 4-pack of tickets to KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park August 25th.
Be caller 13. Good luck.
Who is our winner?
Why, it's Kenny from Hesperia. Made himself caller 13 and then he was killed.
No, we got a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
You have the chance to win sometime between now and, I don't know, 5-ish, so don't wander off.
Right now, KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is happening. We have a 4-pack of tickets for you if you're caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. KLOS, who's this?
This is Lynn.
Lynn? Yes. Are you looking for a 4-pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th?
Oh, my God, yes!
You just won them.
I've been trying so hard. I can't believe this.
It finally paid off, Lynn. Do you have 3 other people you can take?
Oh, definitely. Taking some friends along with me.
Well, make them all fight for it. Make them all really treat you well.
Oh, yeah. I will.
It's on now.
Thank you so much.
KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is happening August 25th, which is coming up soon. And if you want a four-pack of tickets, we will give them out right now to caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
Dial carefully.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, are you calling for the Disney California Adventure Park tickets?
Yes, I am.
Good news, you're caller 13.
Get out.
I am serious.
Awesome.
You want a four-pack of tickets to KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th.
That is so awesome. I've been calling like every day, morning and afternoon.
Well, thank you for listening and for trying, and I'm glad that it paid off for you, Mike.
Yeah, that is great. Man, I'm so happy.
Bad day for Pete Best on this day in rock in 1962. He was let go as the drummer for the Beatles, replaced by Ringo Starr, and they went on to really never be heard from again. Neil Young released his 20th studio album on this day in rock in 1994. That's the one that was named after the death of Kurt Cobain, Sleeps with Angels.